Shmuel Beis Perichov, Pasuk Yud Ches. Yoav is standing at the wall of Avel, ready to pull it down. All of his top engineers are working on how the siege engines are going to do the job. And the wise woman of Avel calls down to him and says, listen to what I have to say to you. And this may or may not have been Sarach Bas Asher, the truly ancient, venerable woman who had been in Mitzrayim and is still here now hundreds and hundreds of years later. And Yoav says, I'm listening. Yudches, Vatomer Lemor. And so she said the following. She said, saying, Daber Yidaberu Varishono Lemor. First, they should have spoken, saying, Sha'ol Yish'alu Ba'avel. Let them ask Avel. Let them ask questions to those of us in Avel. V'chein Heisamu. And so, they could have concluded the matter. So, the wise woman is actually starting off now a little musardik. She says, look, any time that a Jewish army besieges a town, the Torah says, in Shoftim Kisetze, that you're supposed to offer peace terms first and open up negotiations with diplomacy. Rather than to immediately start planning methods of attack, all the men with their hand on their chin, looking at the wall, how can we pull this down? The first thing they should have done is send envoys to Avel to talk to them about what they want and how to go about it. Did you advise your warriors to offer peace first, Barishona? No, you didn't. If you had, we would have immediately agreed. Another possibility, the man Lois brings down several, is that she's not talking about offering peace terms to the people of Avel. She's asking why he didn't open up any kind of diplomatic channel to the men of Sheva ben Bichri. The men of Sheva ben Bichri had asked the people of Avel to support them. But the people of Avel had not agreed to the men of Sheva ben Bichri to support them. In fact, there's some division in the city of Avel. A lot of people don't want to be any part of this. So perhaps he should have asked the people of Sheva ben Bichri if they're getting support from town before he started planning attacks on the town itself. Avel is also a big, important city. So if so, maybe we should have talked terms because that would help the entire surrounding area do the same thing. Ni? So why didn't you talk to us before you started planning your attack? And she continues, Yates, Anochi Shalume Emune Yisrael, says the old woman, I am loyal and faithful to Yisrael. Now, who is she talking to when she says this? So, some of the Mefarshim say she's still talking to Yoav. And she's telling him, I, along with most of the people of Avel, are loyal and faithful to Yisrael. Others say she was talking to the people of Avel, who are like, hey, old lady, what are you doing up there hollering down to the enemy army that's besieging us? And she's telling them, I am loyal and faithful to Yisrael. Not only that, but perhaps I am loyal and faithful to all of you. I'm a woman, I don't engage in war. So they're not going to harm me, and I'm speaking on your behalf. So this is a very interesting statement to try to keep everybody calm. Now, again, some of the Mefarshim say that it's Sarach Bas Asher. Radak is absolutely flabbergasted at that thought. He says, come on. Sarach Bas Asher was one of the ones in the listing of everybody who went down to Mitzrayim in the first place. And by the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, she would have been 250 years old. So now she's 500, 600 years old, so the Radak, who's very practical, doesn't necessarily believe that. Some say that that phrase, that you would have concluded things by talking to Avel first, some say that was actually a saying. Sha'ol Yishalu Ba'Avel was actually a common phrase among the people, saying that, did you check all the options first before you decided on your course of action? So she was invoking an old motto among Klal Yisrael to start off her sentences that way. But now she says, I'm from the loyal and faithful. Atah mivakesh. Now she's definitely talking to Yoav. She says, now what you are seeking to do, atam avakesh laham yisir, the aim be Israel, question mark, are you seeking to destroy a city and a mother in Israel? Interesting that it's a similar phrase to Devorah's Shira, where she says, shakamti aim be Israel. I have arisen as a mother in Israel. For women in Nach, that seems to be a very important statement of being a mainstay of the Jewish people. I am a mother in Israel. You know, you are the future generation, but also a link to the past. If she is Sarach Bas Asher, then saying I'm loyal and faithful to Yisrael has a double meaning, because she knew the actual Yisrael. So she's loyal and faithful to the Tata, the Zeta, to Grandpa Yisrael, the father of her father Asher. So I was loyal to Yaakov Avinu. And to Moshe, who was also called Emuna, the faithful shepherd. I was loyal to him during his lifetime. Some say, and again, we're going pretty far afield, but some say this is Yocheved, the mother of Moshe. And that phrase about being an Aim be Yisrael and being loyal and faithful goes back to those biblical events. But anyway, Lomo Sivala Nachalas Hashem. Why would you consume the inheritance of God? Avel is a major city, a metropolis with a lot of outlying villages and suburbs and areas nearby. It's a city that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just another Stam city. It's a very important one. Why would you destroy it? So using a combination of reproof, of motherliness, of a little dose of Jewish guilt, and of logic, she is appealing to Yoav to stop and think before he destroys. And it's going to be very effective indeed. Remember, when Yoav wanted to get something across to David HaMelech, who did he send? An old wise woman. If you remember way back when he was trying to give the mashal, the parable for letting Avshalom come back. Now, the old wise woman is going to be a very convenient way to get Yoav to slow down on his destructive path.